Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Until now, the purchase of United States Treasury debt has been considered to be almost completely risk-free, as principal and interest payments were backed by the full faith and credit of the world's largest government. When banks calculate their capital reserves or investors have to put up collateral, U.S. Treasury debt is considered a top Tier 1 asset, just like gold or cash. If the International Swaps and Derivatives Association has their way, that might not be true very much longer. This financial market insider organization sent a March 5 letter to the Federal Reserve Bank, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and the U.S. Comptroller of the Currency. While the language in this letter is highly technical and filled with jargon, the basic point was to ask that banks be either further limited or completely excluded from using U.S. Treasury debt that they own in calculating their capital reserves and leverage ratios when financing leveraged investments. Should anything develop along these lines, demand for U.S. Treasury debt would fall sharply. Demand would increase for other Tier 1 assets such as gold and cash. For the U.S. government to even borrow at just today's level, it would be forced to pay a higher interest rate to do so. That would make current federal budget deficits even greater. It would become increasingly difficult to finance even higher debt levels. The unstated implication of this letter is that U.S. government debt is no longer considered risk-free. Even if the federal government and Federal Reserve Bank do nothing about this request, just the fact that such a letter was written and sent by a significant insider financial organization will have the effect of harming the credit standing of the U.S. government. Therefore, don't be surprised if, contrary to what the Fed announced on March 20, that it was looking to cut the federal funds interest rate 3 times by the end of this year, there may be fewer cuts, no reductions at all, or even higher interest rates. You are risking your financial well-being if you believe the Fed when it projected 3 interest rate cuts before the end of this year and make decisions on that basis. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.